I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The U.S. and its allies in NATO are still figuring out how they should respond to the conflict in Georgia. Tons of American relief supplies for the Georgians have arrived. We'll have more on that later. But first, the harsh words keep coming from NATO capitals. Washington says the Russian actions are short-sighted. In London, Foreign Secretary David Miliband said Russia's actions in Georgia could start a new Cold War. Secretary Miliband was speaking during a visit to Ukraine, a neighbor to Georgia. He was there to talk about forming an international coalition against what he called Russian aggression. The World's Katie Clark begins our coverage.
After meeting with Ukraine's president today, Britain's foreign secretary said both countries stood together in their condemnation of Russia's recent actions in Georgia.
We've talked a lot today about Russia. We are united in our view that her actions over the last 2 weeks have been damaging not just to international stability, but also to the respect with which Russia and the trust that Russia holds around the world.
David Miliband's remarks come a day after Russia recognized the independence of the Georgian breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. President Bush has warned his Russian counterpart that Russia's irresponsible decision was exacerbating tensions in the region. Britain has cautioned the West not to isolate Russia, but it suggested the EU and NATO need to review relations with Moscow. Meanwhile, China expressed concern for the first time today about developments involving Abkhazia and South Ossetia and urged dialogue. For his part, Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, said today that Russia's actions regarding Abkhazia and South Ossetia show Moscow's true intentions.
Russia always de facto was trying to annex these regions, except that nobody in the world really wanted to listen to us on that. Now, at least, its reality is here. I mean, they've seen it, and they've said it themselves, that they, we've done it, We are no longer mediators or impartial. We are here with our tanks, and we are doing this. This is so shameless.
Russia maintains it had no choice but to send its troops into Georgia and to recognize the independence of the two breakaway regions. Moscow says Georgia launched a genocide in South Ossetia on August 7th and that Russia was merely trying to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe. Ilya Ponomaryov is a member of Russia's parliament. Like many other Russians, he says world reaction has been unfair. Ponomaryov says what Russia's done about South Ossetia and Abkhazia is no different than what the West did earlier this year when it recognized an independent Kosovo.
We said that we are against recognition of Kosovo, but it was done anyway. So if it was done, then okay, let's follow those rules. We were against of adopting those rules, but now we are following them.
Others, though, say Kosovo was a different case. Charles Kupchin is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
In Kosovo, there was a UN role and a UN resolution that provided for negotiations over the final status of Kosovo. No such resolution exists in the case of Georgia.
And there may never be the opportunity. The Georgian government tried to force the issue earlier this month when it sought to regain control over South Ossetia by military action. Russia responded with its own show of force, and no one is showing any sign of backing down. For The World, this is Katie Clark.